Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. again, where we are getting ready to take a look at the power of intimacy, helping us get in the mood. Is the Love Unlimited Orchestra, led by the late, great Barry White. The song is entitled, I'm in the Mood. You know I'll be letting you hear more of that as we go throughout the day. Beautiful song. I'm in the mood. And you know, as I've shared with you before, as the experts, one of which I am not, will share with us, intimacy has to do with more than sex. So I don't want you to be thinking about that. I don't want you to think that we're only talking about sex when we talk about intimacy. How many of you have noticed that you and your special someone, you and your lady, you and your man, have some of your most precious moments when you're sharing intimately, but not necessarily sexually? You're talking with each other, and you are truly connecting, truly connecting. Your hearts are with each other. Your minds are on the same page. Think about the beauty of really connecting with your special someone, and they don't have some other special someone on their mind. You don't have some other special someone on your mind. This really gets good when that's the way it is for the two of you. Not just in that moment, but moment after moment after moment, day after day, week after week, with your hearts, your minds, your bodies, your souls. You're faithful to each other. Your mind starts to wander, you quickly bring it back in. And you get together with each other and you talk. Let me tell you, one of the most powerful ways to thoroughly enjoy one another. Now, I'm not saying this is the only way, but this is probably certainly one of the most, if not the most powerful way to thoroughly enjoy each other. To have spent hours, weeks, months, in some cases even years, truly developing a beautiful relationship with each other. One built on mutual love as human beings. Mutual intimate love as partners in love. Mutual respect, mutual trustworthiness. You've been developing that kind of relationship with each other while at the same time developing a beautiful, strong relationship with your Creator. Now, let me tell you why I say that is one of the most, if not the most powerful way to truly build a great relationship with your mate. The greatest relationship, the most important relationship that any human being could ever have is a great relationship with the one who created us. There is no more important relationship in all the world, one that can help us experience peace and joy when life is flowing beautifully. A relationship where we're empowered to experience peace and joy when it seems like everything's going wrong. And as we begin to better understand and better appreciate the relationship with our God, with our Creator, the Creator of relationships, as we begin to understand and appreciate more and more the value and the beauty of being worthy of His trust, truly honoring Him and He's honoring us, truly loving the one who first loved us, that relationship helps us better understand and appreciate the relationship with the one to whom we're married, the one to whom we're engaged. And vice versa. As we begin to better appreciate and understand how and why the relationship with our spouse becomes beautiful, and we grow to value the beauty of that relationship more and more, that helps us better understand and appreciate the relationship that we have with our Creator and how the beauty of that love and of that intimacy is something to be truly valued, highly valued. One relationship helping us better understand and appreciate the other. Now, that can be said to be true of other relationships, without question. However, when we're talking about being in intimate relationship with our Creator, we're talking about a relationship of the highest order, the highest order, the most important relationship, one that can help us experience peace and joy in the here and now. And when that relationship is right, it is one that helps us, empowers us, sets us up to experience peace and joy throughout all eternity. No other relationship can bring the eternal factor into the equation. Only the relationship with our Creator. So I want us to take a look again at the power of intimacy. I'm going to be focusing primarily on the relationship between humans. And we'll be hearing again from, I'm going to be sharing some insights from Linda and Charles Bloom, whom a number of you heard in the discussion I had with them when I spoke with them some time ago about making the relationship, the marriage, great. And for those of you who may have missed that, have no fear. You can go to February 14th, 2019. On my website, speakingwith.com. And just pull that up at your convenience and you can listen to it online. Speakingwith.com and click on listen online at your convenience and go to that date, February 14th, 2019. Or you can type into the search bar the name Bloom. That should bring it right up. Take you to a conversation about a great relationship. So I'm going to be taking a look at the power of intimacy, courtesy of Psychology Today, as shared by the Blooms. I will be interjecting thoughts as we go, because I definitely want us to be thinking about this. I want us to be feeling this. Yeah, feel through it as well as think through it. You know, check out your emotions. Be aware of where your emotions are through all of this. And ladies, you know, it's no secret that we men have emotions. In fact, I'll tell you how we know that the ladies know men have emotions. There are ladies who deliberately try to hurt the men they're dating or deliberately try to hurt the men they're married to and succeed at it very often. But we also know that there are lots of ladies who deliberately try to bring a smile to the faces of the man in their life. And that's proof positive that the ladies know men have emotions. If you had no idea whether men have emotions, you wouldn't be trying to help them experience happiness, joy, anger, whatever it is you're going for. I want us to focus on getting rid of the madness, pushing the drama out of our lives, and bringing peace into it with joy, the power of intimacy. And so what we'll take a look at, let's start here. Well, we've already started, but let's move on to this point. Intimacy requires a conscious intention to make space in our busy lives for the experience of intimacy. By the way, I want to repeat this. I said last week that when I was sharing with you all the topics that I was going to be discussing this week, that when we got to the power of intimacy, that we would have two parts to it. I would be sharing the power of intimacy. We'd be talking about the power of intimacy on Saturday. That would be part one. We'd be discussing that again on Sunday, part two of the power of intimacy. I mentioned to you last week that when we get to Sunday's discussion of the power of intimacy, I was going to have some very, very special information that I want to share, especially with our religious leaders, our church leaders. And so I do want to remind you again now, as I shared with you last week, that on Sunday, when we continue this discussion of the power of intimacy, I'm going to be sharing some information that is truly for everyone, but it'll be especially directed to our clergy, our leaders, our church leaders, and other religious leaders who can benefit from the discussion as well. It'll have to do with ways that you can just help to make life better for the members of the congregation. So be sure to join me, if at all possible, tomorrow, Sunday, for part two of the power of intimacy. And remember, if for whatever the reason you're not able to catch it when I discuss this on 1550 AM, The Voice, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations, then remember, you can go to the website speakingwith.com and you can listen to it there. Just simply click on listen online at your convenience. And, of course, you want to pull up Sunday's date or in your search bar, maybe put in part of the title, The Power of Intimacy. It'll come up for you. All right. So that's it. Intimacy requires a conscious intention to make space in our busy lives for the experience. Now, that said, let me ask you this. How many of you would say, oh, come on, making space? Are you talking about scheduling? Are you talking about writing it in on the calendar that we are going to have time to be intimate with each other? Well, sometimes, yes. At other times, no. There are times when you really can be spontaneous. And when you can be spontaneous, you should be spontaneous. Now, that said, though, you may need to talk about that so that you can be on the same page. This is what I mean. One partner might be thinking, you know, I kind of like the idea of just being spontaneous, even if it's just about hugging and really holding each other tight, holding each other close. And that's it. Looking into each other's eyes for a few moments. Boom, that's it. That is a moment of intimacy, and it can be powerful. Sometimes we can be so stressed because of the way life has been going for the day, for the week, and just a warm, intimate embrace from someone who really means a lot to us can help us calm down, relax, rest, chill, get refreshed. Some of you may have heard it when I was sharing a few days ago, roughly a week ago, that studies prove that when couples who are in a, what's the word I want? Committed relationship with each other, committed now, truly committed with each other. When they just hug and kiss romantically. You remember I was sharing with you that studies have shown that blood pressure and heart rate of women who are involved in those relationships and engage in those moments of intimacy have lowered heart rate and lowered blood pressure. It truly is calming. I mean that for real. And so when we find that we are in committed relationships, not fly-by-night relationships, not someone we're married to, but with our hearts, we're not committed to them. We enjoy being with other people sexually when we can. No, that's not commitment. When the couples who are committed to each other hug and kiss romantically, blood pressure and heart rate for the women are lowered. So I'm just saying there are true benefits. There's something really going on when we share with each other romantically, when we engage each other romantically. So, is it a good idea to sometimes be spontaneous with it? Sure. How about when one of you is already at home? Maybe you got to work. I mean, you got off work earlier than your spouse, or maybe y'all got off about the same time, but you live closer to home. Whatever, you're already there. Maybe you're off that day. Whatever the case was, you're at the house already. Your spouse shows up from work, and you hear your spouse coming in, and you decide to go meet your spouse at the door or soon after they get in the door. And you two just decide to start kissing and hugging. And kissing and kissing, holding each other, looking into each other's eyes as you say hello to each other. And confirm, I'm glad to be with you. You might say, I'm glad to be home. And that's cool. You are glad to be home. But you're especially glad to be home because your loved one is there and you all are embracing. That person is the one who really makes the difference. It could be a different house somewhere else that you two live in. You would be satisfied at that house. It is not primarily the house that's making the difference. It is primarily your loved one who's making the difference for you, and it's primarily you making the difference for your loved one. Back in a few.